This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Christmas is always a busy day for Microsoft Xbox and Sony PlayStation's computers as people unwrap their new game consoles and try to log on. But in what may be the Grinch move of the season, hackers claim to have orchestrated a digital attack that's been slowing or halting those gaming networks since yesterday. Ben Johnson with our sibling program Marketplace Tech joins us. Morning, my friend.
Morning, David.
We're hearing about the group allegedly behind this. What do we know so far?
Yeah, so the group taking responsibility is called Lizard Squad. This is a group of so-called black hat hackers that actually has a history of attacking gaming networks and saying that the big companies making the games don't spend enough time making video games better for the user. Lizard Squad posted messages on Twitter saying they were responsible for taking networks down and said they would stop their attacks if users retweeted their messages on Twitter. So we should note, as always, that beyond taking their word for it, it's always hard to identify the origin of these kinds of attacks.
Do you have any idea how the hackers, if it was hackers, brought down these networks?
Well, Lizard Squad has messed with live gaming networks before with DDoS or distributed denial of service attacks. Gamers were actually able to play games offline, just not able to play games that required an internet connection.
So bad day for Microsoft, but for Sony, this seems like adding embarrassment to injury or worse.
Yeah, the latest hack suggests that Sony still doesn't have its house in order when it comes to protecting against hacking attacks. We should note, though, that as far as hacking goes, this attack seems very different from the one leveled at Sony Pictures, both in target, alleged origin, and also motivation. Both companies have acknowledged issues and say they're working on them, and people may start to come online today.
All right, we'll watch for that. Marketplace Tech host Ben Johnson. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, David.